what's happening?
I don't know. Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
Mav,
Jenna,
and special guest.
Mav.
There it is.
Yay. The pause was in memory of James.
Yes.
May he rest in peace.
Anyway, as
a moment of silence for James.
Yes, that's long enough. What are you drinking?
Only a moment. Okay, I'm drinking wine.
Woo!
Surprise. I'm drinking some of the Angels Reserve, which is what they call those of us that donate advanced monies to wine people. I sound like such a snooty rich bitch right now. This is delightful. Anyway, so I'm drinking a Moscato.
I love Moscato.
From F. Stephanie Millier. And I'm pretty sure it's got a blog post description in the back.
Curse the French.
Bork, 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 bork. Oh, no, it's just kind of a nice little thing to say thank you.
Oh.
Because it is part of that you paid up front for this bottle.
Sure,
so. Yeah. All right, well, yeah. No, basically, my wine is telling me I'm an amazing person, which is what I like in a wine. So, cheers. Mm.
Cool. Well, my beer is not telling me that, because my beer is a bastard. I am drinking a beer that comes with a story, and I'll get to my story in a little bit here. But I am drinking Red Wing beer from Red Wing, Minnesota, the Remler's Royal Brew.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. What are you drinking, Mav? Anything?
Yes. I am drinking, so this is Silver Wolf Vodka and Diet Mountain Dew. And actually, the Diet Mountain Dew is generic Diet Mountain Dew.
Holy
shit. It's not a sugar.
It's Diet Mountain Lightning.
Diet Mountain Lightning. And the reason I do that is it's not as sugary, which I find much more enjoyable than the sugary Mountain Dew. Sure. I don't know. My old age, I can't do sugar like I used to.
I mean, there is that. Mm-hmm. I understand that sentiment. I'm just like, when I was a programmer back in the early 2000s, I would drink a cube of Dew a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like
yep.
A whole cube.
Yep. Mountain Dew and coffee. Soda.
Yeah. No, I wasn't even drinking that much coffee back then. Mm. I was just...
No, I'm saying me. Mountain Dew and coffee. Oh. That was my fuel.
Oh.
It was like coffee. Coffee to noon, Mountain Dew till bedtime.
Mm-mm. Mountain Dew all the way through. So anyway, hey, Salsa, what have you been up to?
So, listeners may recall from last weekend, flashback, to my wife taking...
Is that, like, past copyright at this point? Because that's an old fucking...
It is. That's a good question. Look, if anybody, you know, slaps us with a lawsuit, I will pay the fine.
Okay. Anyway.
Doodle-a-doots are not a representation of Apropos of Nothing and are the sole, you know, whatever of Salsa. I can't do disclaimers. Fuck that. Here we go.
You're not.
Last weekend, my wife takes her little spa vacation thing, whatever you want to call it, where she, you know, after a year of being cooped up in the same house with myself and our two children, hearing them every fucking day, you know, not being able to get away from them and me ever. She took a day off to go to a bed and breakfast and just basically sit in a hot tub and read away from kids for a day, which was lovely and was wonderful and rejuvenating for her. Well, this weekend was my weekend to do that.
Yay!
Nice.
And so I found a little bed and breakfast in Wabasha, Minnesota, which is about an hour and a half southwest along the river. Between Minnesota and Wisconsin there. And so I, on Saturday, had breakfast with my family, got my daughter to hockey practice, came home, and hopped in a car with my, you know, change of clothes and my computer, and headed out. And on my way there, there were three breweries that I knew of that were on my route.
And the first one was too big. Oh, wait. No. The first one was built out of straw. The second one was built out of...
People know me. You know, if I'm going to take a road trip, I'm going to see what breweries are around. Because I like supporting local craft beers. I like trying new things. I like seeing what people have done. So my first stop was at Red Wing Brewery in Red Wing, Minnesota. And I was not terribly impressed, I gotta tell you. I walked in, and everybody had a mask on, which was pretty impressive. I'm very happy about that. Walk up to the bar, and I'm like, hello, kind proprietor of yon establishment. I'm not from around here. I am passing through. I would like to purchase a growler of your supplies. Please tell me what's your flagship? What should I not walk away here having tried? And the guy behind the bar was like, oh, well, you should try this Remmler's Royal Brew. You know, it's kind of the thing that a lot of people like. And I was like, okay, you know, tell me about that, you know. And he was like, well, it's kind of hard to explain. It's kind of, you know, it doesn't really fall into a category very well. So it'd be easier to just have you taste a sample. And I was like, okay, not a problem. So I'll taste a sample. It was pretty good. I see they've got a porter on the board. I like porters. So I was like, please tell me about your porter. And he goes, a porter is a darker beer. And I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you. It's a porter. Tell me about it. And he kind of looked at me in the face with like a blank stare for about 3 seconds. And then just went, let me just get you a sample. It'll be easier. And it was just like, no, what? You work at a brewery.
Here's your word, buddy.
Is it creamy? Is it chocolatey? Is it coffee-y? Does it have? What? Tell me. So I tried the sample and it was okay. And like I take a drink and in front of him I'm like, okay, so it's creamy. It's got a little chocolatey notes. Not much coffee, but it's got a smooth. Okay, you know. And I'm like describing it to him because apparently he doesn't fucking know. And I was like, okay, you know, I tried these, tried a couple. I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a growler of this Remmler's Royal Brew. It tasted pretty good. I'll give that a go. And he goes, okay. So he fills me up one, and he sells it to me. And as I'm done, he's like, yeah, this recipe for this brew goes back to like the late 1800s. So it doesn't really have a style, you know. And I'm like, they had styles of beer in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Like the. Yeah. They didn't invent this beer before styles were a thing. You can't say that because it was in the late 1800s, so it doesn't have a style. No, you're just an idiot.
Right. Yeah, the style back then wasn't just dirt and lead bullets.
Yeah, seriously. Like, they knew the difference between a lager and a pilsner and an ale and a port. Like, they knew what these things were, okay? But anyway... Whatever. I would call it kind of not quite a red ale, but maybe I would call it maybe a red, but possibly just a pale ale. It's not an Indian pale ale, but it's. I would definitely drink it again. I'm not going to because fuck that place.
Sure.
So then I go on, and I stop at Reed's Landing, which is about 10 minutes, about 10 minutes north of Wabasha. Stop at Reed's Landing. Go in there. Everybody working there is wearing a mask. Most of the people there aren't, which was a little disappointing. But they have crowlers. And crowlers are great because you get a larger quantity of beer, but you don't have a growler that you now either need to have or... Like, if it's in Duluth or something, somewhere where I'm going to go again, having a growler is nice because I can go refill it. But I'm never going back to Red Wing Brewery, but now I have this growler. What am I going to do with it?
Right.
So crowlers are great for that. Go to Reed's Landing. I get two different crowlers. I'm very happy with my purchase there. I'll probably be drinking those in the next couple weeks here. But it was really cool because they filled the crowlers right in front of me.
Nice.
Took the can, filled it out of the tap, and then they had the can crimping machine at the end of the bar.
Oh, very cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking cool as hell. So I got fresh from the tap pour into these cans. I'm very, very happy. That was pretty cool. Awesome. I get to Wabasha, and the third one was a Hoppy Girl Brewing. And I get there, and there's a fucking party going on.
Oh, no.
Like, nobody's wearing a fucking mask. I walk in, I'm like, hi, I'm never been here. And they were like, well, you know, come on in, have yourself some s'mores and a hot dog or whatever. And I was just like, I just came for, you know, to get a growler or something. You know, I've never been here. I'm just passing through. I was hoping they were like, oh, we don't sell growlers. And it was like, but you're welcome to come in and, you know, have some fun. And it was like, no, I'm going to go now.
I'm going to
bye
here now. Yeah.
So, yeah. But then I go, the bed and breakfast, it's the historic Anderson house that I was staying at was just around the corner. Ooh. So I get there and I walk into the historic Anderson house, and the person behind the counter looks at me and he goes, oh, are you enjoying the festivities? And I go, nope. What? And they were like, oh, you're not here for the event? And I'm like,
oh, shit.
No. What? Apparently, I was in Wabasha for Grumpy Old Men Days.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yep. That's the most apropos thing that's ever happened on.
I know, right? But yeah, apparently it was Grumpy Old Men, which is why there was a party going on at the brewery just around the corner.
And why they asked you specifically if you were enjoying the festivities.
Exactly. They Grumpy Old Men Days. So they, like, handed me a coupon book for things going on in the town, and there was, like, events happening, like a polar plunge and you know, like, various places throughout town had, like, bonfires in their backyard, and you could get s'mores and things like that. It was just like, okay. Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay.
Like, if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, fuck, yes.
Well, and she specifically said that, you know, the event was small and a lot of things were changed because of the pandemic, but they were still having it, you know, 38th, I think she said. 28th anniversary of Grumpy Old Men Days. So yeah, but it was a smaller event this year, but it was, you know, one of those kind of like municipal events going on, which was kind of fun.
Right.
I didn't partake in anything because whatever, but so I went up to my room, and I got to tell you, I was terrified. Because the historic Anderson house, how do I say this, had a bit of a sag problem.
Oh, no.
There was
like Stage Actors Guild? Because I've had problems.
There wasn't a straight surface in that entire building. And I'll post some pictures in the show notes because it was pretty crooked. Like, the width of my room from the door to the window was probably, I'd say, what, 10 feet? And you probably went up about 2 inches.
Oh, God.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was a dramatic, like, I could tell I was walking uphill. And then I would turn around.
You kept setting your marble down next to the window, and you'd have to
like,
go.
I actually did. I tried to set one of the growler down on the floor to see if it would roll, but it was thick enough carpeting that it held it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it absolutely because again, you walk from the window to the door. I could tell I was walking downhill. It was kind of scary.
I'm just picturing. Oh no, my marble. Good to go.
I haven't had my marbles in years. But I just like sleeping in that bed that night, I just felt like I was going to roll out. it was kind of scary. However, the bathroom had clearly been renovated, because while my room, I was in a queen and jacuzzi room.
Okay.
And so the room itself, like, major sag towards the door, but the bathroom had been redone and it had a flat floor. You know, probably because they put a big fucking jacuzzi in there and needed to reinforce that floor.
Right.
So that was fine. But yeah, my room was a bit droopy in places.
I just picture you every once in a while like, oh God, I feel like I'm winning. I have to go to the bathroom for a bit. Just to regain some balance.
But it was nice. I, you know, sat in the jacuzzi and played video games basically for most of my night.
Nice.
It was fantastic. And then I woke up the next morning and I drove around looking for breakfast for a little while. So the coupon book, which they had given me at the front desk, half of the coupons had expired on December 30th.
Oh, jeez.
Like, half of the coupon book was already expired, and the rest of the coupons expired on March 30th. Like, end of March was where the rest of them expired. And there was one, it was called Stacy's Kitchen. Just a breakfast place, you know. Open till 2, breakfast place. Not a problem. And I was like, okay, there's a coupon in the coupon book, good until March, end of March. I'll go here and try, see if they're not too busy, you know, then I'll try.
And that's when you realized it was from March of 2020.
No, that's when I realized, and I pulled up in front of Stacy's Kitchen, that Stacy's Kitchen has a sign outside saying closed for the winter.
Oh my God.
So by the time they opened for this spring, their coupon would have expired.
That is a brilliant fucking stroke of fiscal genius.
Just evil
is what
fiscal
that
genius.
Is.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Here's a coupon. Use it anytime.
It's only good until right before we open back up again.
So I ended up just having gas station breakfast. But on the way back, I came back on the Wisconsin side of the river.
Okay, sure.
And I stopped at Maiden Rock Cidery and Winery.
Ooh, yeah. Now you're speaking my language.
I know, right? It's out in the middle of nowhere, as many, you know, apple orchards are. And, like, they opened at 11, and I got there at, like, 10:55. So I was like, okay. So I'll just drive up and down the road a little bit and burn 5 minutes. Come back at, like, 2 minutes after 11, and their sign says they're open. So I drive down the lane, and I get there. Obviously, I'm the only one there. But I am met by this kindly old white-haired woman, couldn't have been a day younger than 65, just pleasant as could be. We start chatting and just start talking about cider, start talking about, you know, brewing and the apples and mead and wine and just all sort. We're having a grand old chat, you know. I picked up a lot of stuff there. Next thing I know, it's half hour later, you know. People start arriving, and I'm still chatting with this wonderful, wonderful person who was knowledgeable of their product. So,
nice.
You know, take note, Red Wing. Didn't know what the fuck you're talking about. I spent 5 minutes and $20 at your establishment. Maiden Rock, I spent half an hour and $100 there. So what does that tell you?
You know? Right.
We had one of their ciders for dinner just tonight, which was fantastic. It's their semi-sweet. She told me right off the bat that most of their ciders are on the drier side. They don't do a lot of sweets. This was their sweetest cider. So everything else from this point is going to be a bit drier. But it was very nice. They have a Honey Crisp cider. She's got a Scrumpy, which I'm really looking forward to trying.
A Scrumpy?
Yes, a Scrumpy. A Scrumpy is a... It's kind of the... What do you want to call it?
A Scrumpy?
Yeah, there's really no other way to describe it. Scrumpy is what the... Scrumpy is traditionally where you take the small, shriveled apples of indeterminate variety and you just throw them all into a tub and brew it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just kind of like these are the runt apples, and we've taken some from that fucking tree and some from this fucking tree. These aren't apples that are good. You know, we can't sell these, so we're just going to fucking brew them. You know, that's a Scrumpy.
Nice. Okay.
So I've got a Scrumpy, and I've got I got a couple bottles of mead. I got a blueberry mead and a sweet mead.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that. So that is the story of my little B&B experience
and my shenanigans
at various alcohol establishments. So, what about you? What about the rest of you?
I didn't really do much. Joe and I finished watching Disenchantment, so now we're all caught up on that.
I have to finish that yet. I'm still only in mid-season.
Well, it is. There's only the third season.
Yep.
So we finished up the third season. It left on another cliffhanger. It's not done.
Only the third season?
Huh?
Only the third season?
The third season is the latest season.
Okay. I thought when you said only the third season, I thought you meant that the season one and two weren't on there anymore.
No. We only watched the third season. Okay.
I'm midway through season two yet. I haven't finished.
Okay. Season. Yeah. And there's spoilers, but it doesn't wrap up at the end of season three. There'll be another season afterwards.
Well, then I'm just going to wait for season four.
What?
I said, well, then I'm just going to wait for season four. To hell with season three.
Oh, it's so good.
Season three is dead to me.
I love Disenchantment.
It is pretty great.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't. There's a part of me that identifies with Princess Diabini. She said while drinking out of a bottle,
drinking from a clean chalice.
Yeah. Although I think Princess Diabini drinks more like ales and stuff, and I'm like, nope, wine.
She would definitely drink a Scrumpy.
Oh yeah, totally. But yeah, so I got caught up. I think might be the best way to say it. Got caught up on Disenchantment. We did watch the Blade trilogy. I don't think I'd ever seen three, which is fine, but I did it anyway.
Especially with the new TV series coming.
Yeah.
There's a new TV series coming?
Yeah, the Marvel universe, there's going to be a Blade TV series.
Oh, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's coming either later this year or that. Where is that one going to be pushed out even into 2022?
The last I saw is they were talking about rebooting the movies because they want to fold it into the MCU. But
oh, I thought it was going to be a TV series. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that too.
There are like six or seven titles that the MCU has staggered throughout the future.
Yeah.
Some movies, mm-hmm. some TV yeah. shows. Oh well, either way.
But yeah. So we did watch that. I hadn't seen the original Blade movie since before Jessa was born. So yeah, I've had an entire adult since the last time I watched that movie. one that can almost drink even. Fuck.
Such a fun movie though.
Yeah.
Strangely fun. I enjoyed two. And you know what? I'm gonna say I even enjoyed three. Cause really Ryan Reynolds is definitely near the top of my list of just like I will just watch you do whatever.
I think that the Blade trilogy did what comic book movies in the 80s did or in the 90s and just lean into the comic bookiness of them. And I think most people didn't like them because they weren't used to a comic book movie. They were looking for a movie. And that just the ridiculous campiness of the comic book, unless you, like...
They were MCU cool before MCU was cool.
Kind of. It was this, like... People really didn't kind of get it. And they were expecting...
Right.
People were expecting a bit more art. And they were like, no, these are not... These are just fucking like we're gonna lean into the comic booky ridiculousness of it.
I was okay. Here's my gripe about three. Is that in two? Oh, spoiler alert, you guys. We're gonna talk about movies that are 20 fucking years old. Okay. So anyway, but no, in two. They introduced the genetically enhanced vampire guy, right?
Yeah.
He's got the little jaw thing that cracks open and is like,
yeah.
And the tongue straw of Section Doom or whatever that is. Right. But that's a part of a very specific genetic modification that vampire overlord has made and then put in his son. That's horrifying. Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, but like he did that. Like he did the science on that. Science, as much as there's any science in any of these movies.
Yeah.
But no, so he did that. He manufactured that. And then in Trinity, there are vampires that are like there's the oldest vampire. There's vampires that there's vampire dogs that they turn that whatever. And they've all got these jaw things and the suction straw of doom that the genetically altered ones had. And I'm like, but you can't have your original vampire have the same face stuff going on as your genetically engineered vampire. There should be a difference there.
Unless it was a thing that had been genetically like Darwin'd out and he had brought it back.
Yeah, but he didn't know. And here,
like, I'm reaching.
You're reaching. That is a hell of a stretch there, buddy. Can you change the light bulb for me while you're up there? but no, like I could buy that if they had said anything about it.
Yeah.
Right. I would, cause I'm really good at buying into shit that I probably shouldn't. Please note my latest shopping spree. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I just, It wasn't light, and it was so very much the same thing too. It wasn't even like there were differences in the function, or like the suction straw tongue of doom had like different tentacly things on the end or something. No, mm-hmm. Like it was the exact same fucking thing. And I'm like, this, no, this shall not stand.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. She said about a vampire movie.
Like, I mean, it was definitely not a Uwe Boll movie, you know?
No.
Like, there was the Uwe Boll school of comic book movies, and then there was, like, the Batmans and the Blades, who, they weren't going to win an Oscar, that's for sure, were still of a higher caliber, but they were still like, we're a silly comic book movie, and we're not going to pretend to be something deeper than that.
I mean, I think regardless of which Blade movie, the Blade movies all know what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no pretending that they're going to talk about some deep spiritual truth about the human condition or some bullshit like that. They know what they are.
Yep. They were after one specific storyline that was, you know, and they were even worried about making the comic book people happy. They were after
not at all
the action crowd. Yeah. You know, that's all they were after.
Yeah. It was let's let Wesley Snipes do what Wesley Snipes does.
And, yes.
Oh.
And that's they knew that that's what they wanted to make, and so that's what they leaned into.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know.
Yeah, and that's everything right that they did with it. Yep. Although, on the first movie, I was very unhappy with how the fights were taped. There was not enough telling the audience what was happening. I thought the choreography, for what I could see of it, was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm sad I didn't get to see it. Right? Like, as an audience member, there's only so much you can take from one angle, and it's different than being live.
Right.
The second movie had the best balance of fight and videography. Is that the right word? Sure. Why not?
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Third movie, it was like they had all of these beautiful shots of what the fuck are you even doing? Like, it's like the arc just kind of like, what?
Yeah.
So, the second movie is my favorite because it had the best fight choreography that I could actually see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure Wesley Snipes was just happy to start doing movies that didn't involve airplanes, snakes, or spiders. So, you know. Yeah.
No, those were. I enjoyed those. I enjoyed. But I mean, then again, in a certain sadistic sense, I also enjoyed some of the Uwe Boll movies, like Blood Rain. Blood Rain was terrible, but it was fun. I had fun with it.
I don't think I saw that.
You should. It's worth it.
I mean, if it's fun, might check it out. We, Joe and I, like, after we watched Trinity, I was in a Ryan Reynolds mood. And I was like, I want to watch another Ryan Reynolds movie. I was also really drunk and having a very hard time saying Ryan Reynolds. You would be surprised how difficult that man's name is to say when you can't make your tongue move right.
That's adorable.
it's my new sober test tongue twister. So I went looking up movies to watch, and we ended up watching. I was like, well, this was made in 2019. It'll probably be fine. It's an action film. It's called Six Underground.
Yep.
Yeah. Six, we started this movie. Six, yeah. Underground, as in the number six, underground.
Okay.
And we started this movie. And Joe's like, I can already see the problem. And I was like, there's an awful lot of explosions in this movie. And then we see Michael Bay pop up, and we're like, no! We watched it anyway. And yeah, like it's I have the same problems with that movie that I have with every Michael Bay movie, which is, why do I care?
Right.
I can watch it for the explosions. Those are cool. A lot of the fight scenes were fun, but they weren't John Wick levels. So, like, you can't get away with just having the fight scenes if it's not John Wick levels. You can get away with just having really good fight scenes.
Yes.
But they have to be in the right context.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you bring up Michael Bay, because if you watch Ryan Reynolds, part of the publicity campaign for, or the launch campaign for that movie, Ryan Reynolds is actually making fun of the fact that it's a Michael Bay, or it's a Bay movie.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, the commercials, he's standing there on a street corner and he's talking about what a lovely day it is outside, and all of a sudden like 8 cars crash into each other and explode, and he goes, oh yeah, check out my new movie.
And the thing is I think Ryan Reynolds is the only person who can get away with that.
Yes.
Like, who else can make fun of their own movies and get people to want to watch them more? Like, nobody else can get away with that.
Absolutely.
Maybe Dwayne Johnson. Maybe. But not to the same degree.
Not the same way. And so, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is my other, like, super huge crush. And when I was looking up movies that Ryan Reynolds is in, I saw that there's a movie coming out called Red Notion.
Yep.
Which has Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot. And I just peeked on every meter that I have. Like, I was just like, oh, hey, bisexuality, there you are. Nice to see you again. And it's just like, it hit my top 3 celebrities of just like looking at and being pretty.
What was the name of that again?
Red Notion. It's coming out either this summer or fall.
Red
Notion.
Red Notion.
Yep. Netflix. It's a Netflix movie.
Yep.
It's about like an art thief, international art thief, and somebody's got I don't know if 2 of them are art thieves, or if one of them is an art thief and another one is but then the third one is like
Notice.
I thought it was Notion.
Yeah.
Okay. Notice. Red Notice. All right.
I actually thought it was Notion as well. It is Notice.
In a world of international crime, an Interpol agent attempts to hunt down and capture the world's most talented art thief.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson, Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds. Wow. Okay, yeah. No, I'm going to see that.
Yep. I am so excited for this movie. Like, there are... the only thing that could make it better is if Adam Scott does a cameo. Because, like, that's basically my my grouping right there of just... But, like... There's something about the personalities of all 3 of those people that I want to see interact on a screen so badly. Mm-hmm. I want to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson being very happy but cranky at the same time. I want to see Ryan Reynolds being flippant and snippy but still getting shit done. And I want to watch Gal Gadot roll her fucking eyes and just walk through and take care of it. Like, this is, I want this all so bad. So bad.
You're going to probably get your wish. I think you're going to get your wish. Dwayne Johnson as an Interpol agent who is the world's greatest tracker. Gal Gadot as the world's greatest art thief.
Okay.
And Ryan Reynolds as the world's greatest con man. So we're going to have flippant con man Ryan Reynolds, we're going to have suave art thief Gal Gadot, and we're going to have grumpy with a little bit of a sense of humor Interpol agent Dwayne Johnson. It's going to be Look, I haven't even seen the movie.
Jenna, do you need a fan?
I might need a moment.
I haven't
guys.
Even seen the movie, and I want to kiss the casting director.
Mm.
Right?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the producers, which means he, like, at least saw that this was going to be amazing and threw money at it. So, you know.
I mean, I'll kiss him.
And I would have no problem kissing Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Ryan Reynolds or Gal Gadot.
Well, and let's be honest, Netflix has been doing a great job casting people in a lot of their most recent work. I mean, mm-hmm. it's fun to see what Netflix can do. It really is.
Yeah, I know they've been doing a great job.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Should we? I would like to take a break.
We should take a break because
I left my puffy stick over there, and I kind of need it.
do you need a moment?
I just need my puffy stick.
All right, we're gonna take a break and let Jenna. Maybe take a cold shower.
I was gonna say, she might need a towel. Jeez.
We'll be back in a little
Too
bit.
Too late.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I say we let Mav come up with whatever we're talking about.
Cool. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Mav.
And Mav is going to tell us what we're talking about. Mav, what are we talking about?
We are going to be here all night until I think of something. No. let's see.
What have you been up to, Mav?
About 6'2" if I wear the stilettos, but you know that's story for another time.
Are you sure? Have you seen this podcast?
I have, yeah, on occasion. No, I've been up to so many things lately. It's actually kind of hard to keep them straight in my head. So I mean, work obviously.
Right.
You know, still thankful that I have a job given the current climate.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, I work early in the morning, late at night, whenever they call, just to make sure I stay on everybody's good side over there. But also because I'm one of very few people who actually does what I do within the company. So limited resources.
Yeah. You make yourself indispensable. You become indispensable.
Yeah, and therein lies the problem, unfortunately. But, and then a couple of weeks ago, my daughter had surgery on her ear. So she, you know, she's had a hole in her tympanic membrane now for a little over a year.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. And the doc finally said, you know what, time to fix it. So they went in and took care of that. So the first few days was kind of brutal for her, but you know, she's doing well. She's recovering. And then I've got a podcast that not really a podcast. It's more of a streaming show. So it's a blog cast. Doing that, I'm a producer for that one. So that's entertaining, and it's a political podcast. So.
Oh,
right up my alley. Doing that, and then obviously working on some stuff with Die Laughing.
What? We haven't even been talking about Die Laughing, craziness.
Never heard of it. Well, it's this fun thing that happens once a year. It's kind of cool. We'll have to tell you about it sometime.
All right.
Oh, like your sex life? Hey-o.
No, Die Laughing happens more frequently.
Whoa. I would have gone with, yeah, it's really cool. What?
No. keeping busy with so many things. Waiting for spring to get here so I can get out of the house and do something for more than 10 or 15 minutes at a time that doesn't involve shoveling snow. God, yeah. I've been all over the board lately. Had my granddaughter over at the house today. That was a blast. Mm-hmm. I love having her here. She is so much fun. I did trivia.
Yeah, we discussed that trivia. The other week.
Yeah, that was, this year was so weird because it was all online.
Yeah.
I hear you guys did almost as well as my team.
Yeah. I'm just gonna scoot right by that in case you didn't. Yeah,
I can't really claim it as my team. I didn't participate at all this year. But
well, you know, if you peed on it, then it's your team. You own it. So I
will neither confirm nor deny.
I have no recollection of that, Senator.
There you go. That one.
But yeah, I mean, our team every year seems to do a little bit better and a little bit better. This year we placed 15th, which for us, that's awesome. I mean, that's amazing, awesome. You know, and we're a relatively small team. So it's to watch us compete with much larger teams, with far greater resources than we have. We did amazing. So it was so much fun to just watch all of our all 15 of our teammates just get so excited every hour. It was a blast. Like I said, I've been so busy with everything. It's like it's so hard to keep it organized.
All over the place.
Yeah, it hasn't been anything that's been super focused, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, okay, everything I'm doing for this next month is going to be mostly website stuff. Mm-hmm. No, it hasn't been any of that. You know, it's literally been all over the spectrum. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I helped out a really good friend of mine who is who has just come out as came out of the closet. I hate that term, but you know,
it became a term for a reason. So,
I don't know. Anyway, she came out. She came out to her parents, and that didn't go as well as she had hoped.
Nah.
So she got real kind of down. Yeah. So I talked to her quite a bit. Kind of cheered her up a little bit, and I know her parents, so I had the opportunity to also talk to her parents. And you know, just being, I didn't want to be that person in the middle, but I know the family so well and have for so many years,
right?
I just kind of slid into that. So I was like, okay, I'm hearing both sides and you're all saying the same exact thing. Let's just all get in the same room now and have that conversation. And they did, you know, and so everything's great now, which makes me very, very happy because she is just an amazing, beautiful human being. And her parents are, again, beautiful human beings. And it felt good. It felt good to actually be able to be that sounding board for, you know, the family.
Good.
And sure. Going through that. So there was that. And then working with Salsa and James on another project, which blew my mind this week, by the way.
it was
a great distraction, but as I started digging into it, I went, what am I doing? Why am I doing it like this?
Yeah, there was levels of depth in there that were, I'm very glad it wasn't me doing it.
and it was one of those things where, you know, I looked at Salsa, I said, I'm going to get you this by the end of the week. And then it got to the end of the week and I was confident all week long. I'm like, oh, this is going to go great. I've got this part done, that part done. And then I did a test run on my side and went, what did I just do? All right. Time to start over. So that is coming, also, by the way.
Okay.
Good to know. So that was a wonderful distraction to all of the chaos that's been my life for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful distracting chaos to all of the other distracting chaos happening in your life. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, but it was self-inflicted chaos. You know?
No, I understand now. Okay, I got it. I understand.
Yeah, that's where confidence and ego got the better of me and just went, yeah, guess again, pal.
I think self-inflicted chaos is my first concept album.
Yeah, well, I like it.
There you go.
By the way, listeners, a Wild James has arrived.
A random encounter.
Can you hear him?
Oh, no, we can't.
Oh, he is so quiet.
His audio is shit right now.
Super unusual for me to be quiet.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
No, I mean,
but
no,
like,
we mean your audio is shit.
Yeah, your audio is shit. Yeah. it sounds like it's
go ahead.
Coming through about 5 layers of styrofoam.
Yeah.
At a distance.
This is like a random encounter with a low-level mob.
I have a feeling I know why.
All right, well, you do your thing.
Yep.
Anyway, Mav, anything else that you've been...
Yeah, so I have been
if you're struggling with things that you're doing and you just want to pick a topic, we can do that too.
Yeah.
I'm not really struggling.
Okay, all right.
Well, no, hold on. Let me back that up.
Okay.
I always struggle. But usually never about things to talk about when it comes to myself.
Okay.
I was going to say, it
sounds
just like
be you've casting
had a
about
lot.
For things. So.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a lot going on, but not necessarily any specific stories from them.
Not any real specific stories.
Yeah. That's really what it sounds like right now, which is fine.
Yeah, the only specific story I have, and it's not even that big of a story, but it's a funny one. So, I am, my daughter has started up a business. You know, she's 17 years old, has her own business. You know, wife and I support her. It's great. Part of her marketing strategy for that, she sells candles. I suppose I can say that, but
yeah.
part of her marketing strategy. She's 17, so she really targets the TikTok audience and Instagram audience.
Yeah.
So me being the supportive parent that I claim to be decided I should probably learn what this TikTok thing is. I've heard about it, you know, but recently I've been kind of trying to steer away from social media as heavily as I do.
Sure.
Especially doing the political show that I do now. Being on social media and doing that, that's kind of a bad recipe.
Yeah.
You know?
Things can get ugly real quick.
Really quick. So I tend not to... I've been trying to wander away from it. But anyway, thought, you know what? I'm going to check out this TikTok thing since the whole we're banning it didn't work. Downloaded it. Signed up for it, and dear God, it is one rabbit hole after the other. And it started out, I thought, okay, you know what, I'm going to follow a couple of celebrities. And of course, you know, you find Ryan Reynolds, you find Will Smith, I found Dwayne Johnson, all these celebrities.
Yeah,
Jenna is writhing in her chair right now.
I'm in my happy place.
Yeah, she's gonna need another puff of that smoke stick.
Mm. Oh. I have a puffy stick. Yep. I forgot. Okay, continue. I'll be fine. Keep going.
But I started down this one rabbit hole. It started out. It was. What do they call it? Stitching. So somebody had done a video, and you can stitch that video. In other words, you're interacting with that video in kind of a split screen setup, right?
Sure. Yep.
So it started out where it was this guy had stitched an old Abbott and Costello bit, you know, the whole 7 times 13 or you know, 7 13 times or 13 7 times,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It equals 21.
Okay.
And I ended up it was like 2.5 hours later, I'm still just scrolling through these videos, and I'm busting up. I'm like crying. I'm laughing so hard at some of this stuff. And my wife comes in and went, "Hey, when you're done there, clean your room, take out the garbage." She started bossing me around like a teenager. And I was like, and I kid you not.
What do you mean started, Matt?
Oh, I love your wife.
Yes.
I miss you.
So do I.
I miss you both.
Strangely enough. Oh, God. She picks on me now. Because I actually
picks on you before.
I watch more TikTok than my daughter.
Jeez, Mav, I can't imagine how that must be for you.
Oh, you can imagine. You've seen it.
I've been subject to it, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if you're done with your story, but this reminds me of a story.
Go for it.
Okay. So I think it was about, like, God, 7 or 8 years ago. I had downloaded. Whoa, I've been drinking. Okay, I had downloaded.
Say Ryan Reynolds.
No, so
Reynolds rap.
Ryan Reynolds. Do it. Still, kind of. So anyway, no, I had downloaded, and we've had arguments over this application before. Is it Imgur? Is it Imgur? Is it
Imgur? I-M-G-U-R.
Yeah, that's that. Huh?
Imgur.
It's a heath. So anyway, I had downloaded the app and I was like looking through it. And Jessa was like, and remember, this was like 8 years ago. So she's like 12. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm looking at Imgur." And she was like, "Oh, God, really?" And I was like, "What? I'm trying to, like, my friends got it, and so I wanted to see what it was all about." And she's like, at least it's not like 4chan or anything. And I was like, okay, point the first. I don't know what that is. Point the second. Who's in charge here? And she says, "When it comes to the internet, I am." And I was like, Oh, you hold on a second. I was building websites when I was your age, actually. Like, when I was your age, I was a co-sysop on a BBS. My first website was on a Berkeley server. And she's like, "Yeah, but you don't know what 4chan is." So,
I knew that's for the best.
Fuck. Oh, she got me. Anyway, just getting scolded for browsing through an application.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's always been a 40-year-old woman. She just has been.
No, it's absolutely true. 5 years old.
Yeah.
5 years old was a 40-year-old.
The other thing is that, like, about 2 years after that, I caught her doing stuff on Imgur, and I was like, "Hey, I thought you said that this wasn't a thing." And she's like, "Mom, you got to stay hip." I'm just like,
Jesus Christ.
She just fatality. Takes control of that room.
And then a few years after that, she whooped James's ass at vilification tennis, and nobody was
surprised. I am still sore.
Whereas I discovered, did you know that they can make those heaths animated?
Oh, my God.
The hell you say.
You are so adorable. I know. What's... Okay. So, like, my daughter seems to think I'm some kind of internet Luddite. And I'm like... Like, cause we were doing something on we were watching Kessen's show. This was like 6 months ago. We're watching Monster Science on Twitch, and she's like, "Put it in theater mode." And I was like, "I don't know what that is." And she's like, "It's that little icon right there." I'm like, "Which little icon right there?" She's like, "That one." I'm like, "This one?" She goes, "No, it's that two down from that one." And so I was like, "Oh, this one." And then I clicked it, and then she was like, "Yeah." And then you should hit F11. I'm like, "What'll that do?" And she's just like, "Full screen,
maximize,
great." And like, she's like, "I can't believe you don't know this stuff." And I'm like, young lady. I have a degree in programming computers. I do not have a degree on what application came out 6 months ago. All right.
Yeah. So that's where you need to have that rotary phone sitting like next to the couch. Next time she pulls that, just whip that phone out and go, make a call.
I think she could, though. Like,
at the very least, watching a YouTube video about it, figure it out. Yeah,
she would then look up a YouTube video on how to use a rotary phone and do it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, she's
in F11.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thing that was going around? Like, it was on Facebook. It was something about, you know, I was born in a time before Google existed, and how that was just like mind blowing to some people.
It hurt my feelings so badly because my nephew, as a fan of cars and trains and motorcycles, I said, do you want to watch a video of a train? I can look up any train you want. And he's like, yeah. And I opened a web browser and I opened YouTube and he's like, oh, that's just YouTube. And I was like, nephew, he was two. And... this is all, first 16 years of my life without any of this.
Yeah. Without the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I still remember in high school getting into a low-key fight with our computer, like, admin at school, changing the screensavers on the computers. Like, that was that was the level of like, that was where we were at. I took typing classes in junior high on typewriters, you know.
Oh, but you were like out there rural though.
Yeah.
See, like, my experience is a bit different because I was in our city.
I went to
Tech Magnet Middle School.
At junior high, we had typewriters. High school is when we started using computers.
I thought that magnets weren't compatible with tech at that time.
Oh my god!
I'm
trying to throw things at you and then realize you're not actually in the room for me to throw things at. And I would just hurt my TV or not even make it that far, and then I'd be sad.
Is Bryn around? Can I text Bryn and have her hit you?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, God, this is going to happen. She absolutely will.
Okay, give me a minute.
Oh, no. All right.
You don't even need to give her a reason. Just say, hey,
quickly. Yeah. Super quickly, before I am annihilated from space lasers.
Okay.
I remember my fourth grade teacher telling me that she would accept my report this time, but that she would never take another report that was printed off of a computer, because in college they would take a computer printed report and throw it away, and that I needed to work on my handwriting. I was so proud because I had printed it out on a color dot matrix printer that I had repaired. Like, I had opened it up and fixed it.
Okay, so what is with...
And she was like, this is unacceptable.
What is with high school teachers lying to you about college?
This was a grade school teacher lying to me about high school.
No, I just, so many, like...
And college.
Like, my high school teachers were like, you know, your college professor is gonna, you know, not care if, you know, you don't do well. And my college professors absolutely cared. And they're like, your college professor is going to, you know, do this. And my college professors absolutely did not do that. You know, they were... Just like, you can't do that in college. And then you get to college and your professor's like, go ahead. Like,
yeah.
They also told us that we weren't going to carry a calculator with us everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, like, that was an ignorance thing. But this is so, like, clearly they had been to college.
Well, maybe the college was different for them. Like, I went to two different colleges, right? And I had very different experiences at each of those colleges. So I think to a certain extent, it might just be their perception on one college being applied across the board as in
I could see that.
But if they're talking about liberal college, which I think many of them were, nah, they don't care.
Right.
Yeah. I went to Hamlin for a year. Nah. They're basically like, it's your money.
That's the way they were at St. Cloud State when I went.
I didn't see that.
No, like,
they cared a lot more at my little tech school.
Like, like my teachers instilled in us that like our college professors were going to be like very strict, like walking around the room with a ruler, like smacking your knuckles if you spoke. And then like I got to college and my professors were like, yeah, Greek literature is all about fucking and farting. It was just like, pretty much Greek comedy.
One of my favorite history teachers came in and like just kind of walked in, leans up against the desk, and he goes, "History stinks." Anything that was in any way important in history smelled. And that's what we're going to talk about in this course. And I was like, yes! Oh my God, this is so much better than anything that's ever happened to me in education. Let's do this.
Thus shart Zarathustra.
But see, here's the thing though. When we were all back in high school, well, I mean, I was in high school before you guys were.
But I was about to say, like, I'm usually the oldest here, and I'm so happy right now.
Got to be. But when I was in high school, the teachers could lie to you. And the reason they could was because there was no Google to double check that. You know, that didn't exist. You know, that wasn't the thing. Now, you can't lie to these kids. You just can't. Because, your teachers are going to want you to do their professors and blah, blah, blah. And, nope, not true. You know, they have the answer within seconds.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest difference, you know. And back then it was a way of pushing their, not their agenda, but pushing their curriculum.
Right.
You know, get the kids engaged somehow. And back then fear was the primary way of getting them engaged.
That's true. Yeah. Sad but accurate.
Indeed. Anyway.
So, yeah, I remember, okay, so when Jessa decided she wasn't going to go to college, that was like the biggest fucking deal for everybody involved. And like, I had concerns about this too. I'm like, okay, well, there's money set aside, there's all this other stuff. And she goes, but Mom, I don't know what I want out of college yet. It's going to cost me so much money that I'm not going to be able to pay back, maybe ever.
Yeah.
And why should I do that? And I was like, so that you can get a job. No, you're right. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, shit, you got me, kid.
Yep.
And that was literally what Jenna said, so that you can get a job at fuck, wait, no, shit, you're right.
Exactly. I believe that.
Like, we're having this conversation, and I was like, ow. Damn it, you're right.
That's good wholesome parenting right there. The second the cursing comes out.
I mean, by the time we were having this conversation, we had already insulted each other's parents. So,
yes, it was when Jessa was 5 that she decided she was not going to attend college because of the financial ramifications. Yeah. And she had already been swearing for 4.5 years. So,
actually, okay. So,
at a collegiate level.
No. Jessa never needed to swear. Jessa was already more erudite than the rest of us combined.
She was. Oh, my God. I know I've told this story before. I'm telling Jessa stories now. You guys, what have you done to me? When Jessa was 6, So we're in the car, and we had just gotten like a fucking Happy Meal after a day of school. And she's playing with the little toy that she got in her Happy Meal. And like I'm driving, and she's in the back seat in the car seat still, like the bumper seat or whatever, because that's good parenting, right? And she's playing with her little toy, and she goes, "Mama, letters and numbers are just symbols for ideas, right?" And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Well, the letter B is just a symbol for the sound buh." And I was like, "Well, yes, I guess that's right." And she's like, "And then, like, we can put these letters together to make a bigger idea. Like, we can put them together in a word, and that conveys a different kind of idea that we use combining all of these." And I was like, "Well, yeah." She's like, "And then we can take all of those words and put them into a sentence, and that conveys something with even more meaning." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Okay." And then just keeps playing with her Happy Meal toy. And I'm like, "What the fuck is that?"
Well,
my child at age 6 had put way more thought into literacy than I ever had by my age. Now, actually.
Well, that, dear listener, was all about Mav. If you have any comments on the things that we've talked about, please go ahead and comment on this post on the Facebook, and we will, you know, I mean, if Facebook is still a thing that those kids still use, we'll have to check in with
them. Gotta
this,
stay hip.
Yeah.
It'll be gone tomorrow.
Exactly.
Space Facebook?
Facebook. My Space Book.
You.
Yeah. Anyway, give us your thoughts.
Berkeley, yes, sir, coming back.
Give us your thoughts. We'll read them and, you know, decide if they're worth our time. we're going to be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Let's do this.
Do the Highland Light games.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
We're showing.
And
shall
we're back.
Do the thing?
I'm Salsa.
James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Mav.
Yay! Oh my god, that's
yay,
solid.
Mav.
So
and
solid.
We're gonna do a Fast Five.
Fast Five. Well, what? Sorry, Fast Five. Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry.
Bit of a delay on Mav's feed.
I'm gonna
might
blame
be
the internet. I'm gonna blame the Google.
Quite a bit of lag there.
The Google,
yes. It was
all right, old man. Yeah.
Anyway, today's Fast Five comes to us from Jenna.
Yay! Sometimes I don't.
Take it away.
It depends on the day. So anyway,
I've heard of her.
All right. Are you ready? Salsa, are
yes.
You ready? Yeah. Oh. Hey, no. Too soon. I had a date like that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah, she had a date like that too.
Question. Well, now we need a break. After, I'm just going to drink more wine.
Okay, here we go.
Question number one.
This
question
is
number called. One. All right. Soft or hard?
Soft. No, wait, hard.
Don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right.
I prefer a firm bed to a soft bed.
Hmm.
And James, you need to get out of my head there.
Yeah, it's filthy in here. And not in the way you'd expect. I mean, like cockroaches and Taco Bell cups. And
considering the French maid outfit he's wearing in my head, you'd think it would be cleaner in there, but no.
No.
Well, that's actually the only thing I did clean in here was that French maid outfit.
That's good. That needs to be rinsed at least once an hour.
Oh, all right. It was bleached.
It'll be able to stand up on its own.
Makes it easier to get into.
That's probably true. I like a cot instead of an air mattress, so I'll go hard.
Okay.
I'm going soft because I like soft shell tacos as opposed to hard shell tacos.
Oh,
yes.
I also like soft shell
tacos, but no, I'm sick of.
Oh, but only hard shell tacos are the Dorito Locos. They don't make a soft shell Dorito Locos taco.
That's a positive, James.
But how do I deliver the cheese powder to my face?
I mean,
a straw.
Why would you want to? It's disgusting.
Ooh, it is.
For the love of God, someone throw a pie.
I think I'm towards soft on this one.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Question number two. Soft.
Oh, no.
Or hard?
This time I'm going tacos. Soft.
Okay. I drive to work like I'm gonna put out a fire when I get there, and often I have to. But I drive to work like there's, you know, like I've got the oxygen in the back, and I'm gonna save somebody's life. Admittedly, I haven't had to do that, you know, in a while. But when I get back to driving to work, like I squeal all four tires going around the off ramp. So I drive that car hard. I am not gentle on a tiny car.
Okay. All right. Nav?
I am going to say this time hard because I prefer hard rock over soft rock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Fair enough.
I think for this one, I'm going to say I prefer a little harder.
Okay.
Oh.
Question number three. Soft or hard?
I did not take my pills tonight.
I prefer hard pills to those gel caps.
Oh, good call.
I like softcore. I would like my porn to romance me a little. Just a little. But yeah.
No, if I'm taking cold medication, give me a pill rather than the liquid. Give it to me hard.
Yeah. Yep. Whoa.
Damn. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Man knows what he wants, I guess.
Let's see. Did you go, Mav?
No. I'm. Oh boy. I am going to say soft, simply because it sounds like the right thing to do.
Fair.
Okay.
That is at least as smart as any decision that Salsa and I have made.
Oh, no, it's probably much smarter.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go soft.
Okay.
Question number four. Soft or hard?
No.
I think...
Okay, so
I think that this one is a trick question and is the same question as the first one.
Ooh.
I don't see the similarities at all.
Hmm. Hmm. I think that salsa is soft of hearing.
What?
So I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing actually wrong with his ears, except that he is between them.
What?
I didn't see that as a valid point until you finished making that point, and now I do see it as valid. Well done. who hasn't gone yet?
Salsa, what do we got, Mav?
I'm going to say hard because I prefer hard candy over soft candy. Ooh. Soft candy gets all stuck in your teeth. And,
mm-hmm.
and yep. I will take a Jolly Rancher over a chocolate bar any day.
Mm. You really are an old man, aren't you?
You really are.
Dude. I just can't take it hard like you do anymore.
He said the same thing about me because I like Werther's and Circus peanuts.
No, I love Werther's. Werther's are delicious.
Yeah, Werther's are great.
I keep those half-eaten ones in my pocket.
Yeah. All right.
Would you like a gummy bear? They're warm from being in my pocket.
Warming.
Question number five.
Premonition.
Hard.
The hell you say?
Or soft?
Did not see
what
that coming.
Fuck.
Yeah, but you'll notice it was switched up.
Totally out of left
hard
field.
Hard came first.
I did
that
notice
time.
That. Well, I mean.
I prefer soft cover books.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hmm. I think staying home all this time has lent me a lot more toward hard drinks than soft drinks.
Oh.
That was smart. That was very, very smart.
That was really good. That is way better than what I put down for the contest.
Nobody knows
well,
you
all right.
change it, Jenna.
Now I don't know what to do. Fuck.
Let's see. I'm going to say hard again because when it comes to programming, I play hardball. I don't shortcut. I don't use soft code. Everything I do the hard way. I do it correctly and make sure that it works from the start.
Nice.
All right. For this one. Oh, they're both so good. Probably more hard. All right. Are you guys ready for the context?
Yep.
What were
Boy,
the questions
howdy.
Again?
Jesus.
Salsa
Question
or James?
Question number one was Greek or Roman?
You were
Wait,
listening.
Is this a question about dragons again? God damn it.
Trogdor.
Do you like soft dragons or hard dragons?
Hufflepuff.
What?
What? Okay. Question number one, soft or hard?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
How do you prefer your mattress?
Holy
you
shit.
Nailed it.
Yes!
Wow, Salsa.
Absolutely nailed it.
Boom.
All right.
I'm Fuck. In your head,
yes,
Jenna.
Oh, God, get out.
It's weird in here.
Ew, she's naked in
There's
there.
Lots
Ew.
Of swords.
No, I'm not.
It's got to be cleaner than in my head.
Well, I imagine that Jenna wears a sweater even in there because
even
it's too cold.
Even in my head, yes.
Yeah.
It's the comfiest sweater. Also, it is definitely cleaner than in your head because I've got a Roomba going like 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Everything is fucking
with the gramophone on it.
No, I can't afford something like that. So, yeah, you win.
Mm. Yeah.
How do you prefer your mattress, gentlemen?
Yeah, firm.
Firm.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to change my answer. I had soft. I'm going to change it to hard. I actually like the much more firm mattresses. Mm-hmm.
I like my mattress conforming. In general, that's a little on the softer side. Mm. But I don't like it so soft that you just like foomp right into it. But I'm still going to say, like, hard mattress, I think if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably go softer. Because of my hips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, question number two. Soft or hard, although not in the correct, not specific to this one, but it did come up. What is your preferred type of candy?
Oh,
well done, Mav.
So close. So close.
I like candy that I can chew. I like candy that, for the same reason that I like beef jerky. I like something that I can sink my teeth into and that requires some work.
Yeah, I just like to suck.
That seems right.
Yeah, I'm with Jenna on this one.
In general, I don't like things like suckers because they last so long that you're just like fucking be done already.
Yeah. Whereas he's not ready for that kind of commitment.
Chocolate bar, I can stretch that out or as long or as short as I want it.
I mean, let's be clear, chocolate trumps all.
I do like chocolate.
My teeth are so fucked up that it's actually easier for me to have hard candy because I'm just sucking on it, getting the juices, sure. Rather than
that makes sense.
Getting Skittles stuck inside of the shitty parts of my teeth.
Mm. Oof.
Yeah. For me, it's that sugar rush. You know, with a hard candy, you don't get that sugar rush. And I don't like that feeling. You know, like when you eat enough chocolate or whatever, all of a sudden you start sweating or, you know, you get that real heavy taste in your mouth. I'm not a fan of that. So I like the Jolly Ranchers.
I don't ever have that problem
like
with chocolate.
You need to see a doctor.
Well, I am getting older, you know.
There's that.
I
don't think I'd like another Werther's, Madge. I've got to sleep tonight.
I don't eat candy very often, but when I do, I want something that I can have as long or as short as my time allows. Mm-hmm. You know.
I don't know if I talked about this in the last podcast. I don't think I did because I had talked about it like the previous three podcasts, but I did actually get my chocolate cheesecake of doom from Aaron.
Yes.
Nice.
It is the most glorious thing that has ever happened to me. I had probably that first night a quarter of that fucking 10-inch cheesecake. It was so rich and so chocolatey and did not taste like non-dairy. Mm-hmm. And I had no gut problems afterwards, and it was incredible.
That's fantastic news.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yes, I love rich chocolate. I love rich chocolate. I will eat rich chocolate. It's like usually my cheat is flourless chocolate cake. Like I'm just like I'm gonna cramp later and I'm gonna poop funny, but I don't care. Like yeah. So mm-hmm. Anyway. Question number three.
Yes.
Soft or hard. What is your preferred white light style? Or white light type? Do you prefer soft white light or hard white light?
I worked for a time at Molitor's Haunted Acres. Mav is familiar.
I might have been there once or twice.
Yeah. And something happened to my eyes while I was there. I was working in very, very low light. to the point where much later when I was working in an office environment, I developed a problem with my irises. That they, I had to have my left eye dilated for about 2 weeks in order to recover from it, because I had damaged the muscles in my irises, and I'm really light sensitive. So other people's headlights, I fucking hate them. When people are wandering around in the dead of night with flashlights, I don't. When people point them at the ground, awesome, great job. When people have the headlamps and they point down in front of them, good work. When they point them at eye level into the night,
yeah.
Get fucked. Get fucked. So I definitely prefer a softer light.
I didn't actually know this one was going to bring about a story. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. And what you're describing, James, is actually that's pretty common working in a haunted house. And that's why when I took over the set design and lighting and props master at Haunted Acres, one of the first things I did was I changed out all the lighting. In those dark conditions, you know, yes, you can absolutely damage your eyes. The human eyes are not meant to attempt to see in the dark. They're not built for that. But for this question, I said soft. I do prefer the soft white light. Mm-hmm. And a part of that is because I'm in that spectrum of autism that I can actually see fluorescent light bulbs flickering.
Yeah.
And I can hear them. And it after a certain amount of time, it makes me anxious. You know, my anxiety just starts going up. So I prefer and it can be the LED soft light. I'm fine with that, you know, but it has to be that soft or light. Otherwise, yeah, it after a while, it will get me upset.
I have a very similar thing, actually. I will. It's to the point that I have LED lights, and they have a. Do you want it more blue or do you want it more yellow? And I was like, I want it more yellow because blue, in and of itself, is even just like you're gonna start making noise, even though it won't, because it's the same fucking bulb, right?
Right.
But like, even so, I'm just like, nope. Give me the yellow. Give me something a little softer on the spectrum.
Well, because it gives you that feeling. You associate it to that fluorescent light.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does not everyone hear that?
No.
Apparently not. Nope. And other people can't hear when a toaster is engaged, and other people can't hear when a TV is on silently in another room, and people can't hear.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm really good at tuning it out. I will say I have developed some impressive skills on being able to set that aside. But like, there's something about fluorescence, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's something about that particular tone.
It's just that hum and the flicker.
The flicker is really, I think, what does it.
Yeah. And it's somewhere on the autism spectrum. I'm not sure.
Oh, good. I've always wondered.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I guess that answers that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's right between indigo and violet,
Recklessness,
right?
Recklessness and courage.
Yes.
Question number 4. Soft or hard? This one was also brought up earlier.
This is mattresses again, right?
Right, right. Huh?
Mattresses again, right?
No, not the mattress again. Please, no.
Good question.
Soft or hard, which type of taco shell do you prefer? Also, Chocotel.
Chocotel.
Yeah.
Chocotel.
Yes.
One of my favorite musical artists from the late 70s and early 80s. Chocotel.
Chocotel. Chocotel.
Chocotel.
Oh, dear God. There was a flashback to the breakdance days, huh?
Anyway, yeah, taco shell.
Mm-hmm. Yep, soft.
I'm soft.
Soft taco shells can be used for tacos, obviously, but you can also make quesadillas and burritos, which you can't fucking do with a hard taco shell. So, but taco shells could be nachos.
It's true, but then you have to bring them up. It's more effort than just getting chips.
Yeah,
if you're driving
as well.
Yeah, if you're driving, use a soft taco.
Yeah. For me, it's soft because I like wraps. You know, I like, you know, ham and cheese wraps for lunch are, oh, divine. And so fast and easy to make.
Mm-hmm. So, Jessa has a love of Taco Bell. Whatever. But one of the things she and I will do when we're having mother-daughter time, which we don't get to do much right now because we live in different places and fuck you, pandemic. So, but what we do when we're having mother-daughter dinner is we will get a 12-pack of tacos from Taco Bell. The 12 taco party pack.
Yep.
Highly recommend. Oh, well worth your dime. Almost exactly a dime. But in like dollar bills. So anyway, but yeah, it's always soft shell. So there are soft shell or hard. No, you want soft. The taco truck on Joe's Corner, literally two houses down from where he lives. All of it is soft shell. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
The taco truck that is a block away from Joe's, because this is where he lives. Mm-hmm. Wherein he has a couple of taco trucks just in the area.
That's the best place to live.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be awesome.
That's
I've always wanted to live above a taco truck.
The Mercado that also has a Mexican restaurant attached to it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Soft shell.
Yeah.
Hard shell, in my opinion, is an American conspiracy that is out to get the consumer.
I believe it.
Done. Mm-hmm. Anyway, question number 5.
Ooh, this was the tough one.
Yep.
Hard or soft?
The fuck.
And this was, in fact, brought up earlier as well. What type of rock music do you listen to?
Oh, good one.
Three of these.
I'm batting 300 tonight, boys.
I listened to
both. Called one, Math called three. James is just hanging out looking cool.
I listened to both, but I think I have to say, is Zeppelin considered hard or soft?
At the time that Zeppelin came out, I believe they were considered hard rock.
I feel like taking time into account, hard.
Yeah, soft rock would be like John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, fuck that.
Hard rock.
Yeah,
there's only one way to enjoy rock, and that's hard.
Yep, I agree.
I do actually enjoy listening to soft rock, but that's like brain candy that happens in the background when I'm not trying to think about anything else ever. If I'm trying to get shit done, which is most of the time, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, that was it. That's all I had.
Yay. God, those were tough.
If you would you say they were hard?
Hard?
Hardly.
Apparently not. Okay.
That was question 6. Got it. Sorry.
You would like to send in a fast 5, please send 2 emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. You know what goes in them. I'm not going to try to explain it because Mav is looking at me. Who has a shout out?
I'm waiting for you to correct yourself. I can swear you said 2 emails.
Yes. No, wait. Hold on. Wait, because we have Mav here. Mav, can you please explain to our listeners how to send Fast Five emails to Apropos of Nothing Podcast?
Okay, so what you want to do is send as many emails as possible to salsa at AON.com. The first email can pretty much contain, you know, a question, many questions.
Shoe size.
You know, yeah, it doesn't matter. Just throw a bunch of words in there. Make it red. Ooh, do it in a red font. That's always fun.
Jesus. On a yellow background.
Oh, somebody did that. Somebody did that where they sent in, like alternating red and green font. And then, like, the last thing was, like, they mentioned something about the alternating red and green font to piss me off. And I was like, what? I didn't notice at all.
That was actually me.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a Troy to Troy thing, but oh well.
I thought it was a math thing.
Apparently a lot of people like to fuck with me. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yes, it's one of my favorite pastimes.
Anyway, who's got a shout out?
That was a really uncomfortable silence there.
Apparently not.
I want to give a shout out to the weather.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh my God. I have been able to be outside without fear of losing an appendage. It's been great. That's just where I'm at. And I know this is false spring and we're probably going to get some colder weather in another week two again. I don't care. Give me the warm weather while it happens.
Yeah.
Like, and this isn't hot weather. Actually, it is kind of getting up there a little bit, but
yeah,
it's enough to help get me through this fucking year.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to the weather. It's been relatively pleasant for Minnesota. Sorry, Texas.
Oh yeah.
I've got my shout out.
Oh okay, go ahead.
Shout out to Huge Theater for their extremely cheap dinosaur experience, because that was amazing. A bunch of people in dinosaur costumes of varying but all low complexity attacked my car with little dinosaur grabby arms, the little dinosaur heads, We got dinosaur facts on the radio, and it was extremely fun. We were laughing so hard, I thought I was going to bust. Fuck.
I was sad. I wanted to make that, but then Joe and I actually got into a deep conversation, and I try not to interrupt those. I mean, usually it's just casual racism, but sometimes we have actual conversations. So, yeah. So I didn't drive past Huge until, like, probably 5 o'clock is when I finally made my way down. And I was just like, I've missed this. And I looked over to see if there was anything left, because I wanted to take a picture of, like, that one last inflatable dinosaur deflating or something. To be like, man, this is low quality. But nope, there was nothing. It was just completely gone.
Kesson was in a Triceratops mask and attacked my windshield wipers. It was phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him in this mask before.
The entire thing was so good.
I am going to give my shout out to Maiden Rock Cidery and Winery. For not only having a great product, but having a knowledgeable staff who were able to nerd out about cider brewing with me. It was great.
Awesome.
What? Good and content.
I have a real quick shout out to small business owners and entrepreneurs who have fought, clawed, battled their way through this pandemic and are still doing what they do. And you know, without them, I think this pandemic would be a million times worse. It's really kind of refreshing to just open up Facebook from time to time and, oh, look at that. There's another local business that just popped up. Great. Let's see what they got. So kudos to all of you for, you know, making it work. I don't know how, but it's awesome.
All right.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I would like to plug, because I've been finding random things to plug. And speaking of small businesses, I can't believe we haven't plugged this one yet. Night.art. Our friend is making dot art. You may know her as the wife of Mr. Skullhead for the old timers on the podcast. Yeah.
Skelly.
Hey, Skelly.
Yeah. Skelly. Anyway, so his wife is making dot art on so many things. Mm-hmm. Christmas ornaments, there's earrings, there's, I think, coasters or plates or something. I don't even know.
There's magnets, like, there's so much. There's phone poppers. She even did like a candy jar.
She even what?
She even did like a candy jar or something like that.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff.
The earrings look fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, it's incredible, you guys. And you can custom order something. Mm-hmm. You can make a custom request or inquiry as to something that you would like to have dot arted. So I recommend going to her website at night.art.com. That is NITEDOT, not like a dot, but DOTART.com. I will have the link for Salsa in the notes.
Certainly.
Mm.
Awesome.
She also does, she can do a color scheme based on a theme, if that's something you're interested in. Like she did a... like you can say, I want a picture of a sunrise. You know, here's a picture of a sunrise I think is gorgeous, and she'll use that as her inspiration for her dots. It's really cool stuff she does.
Yeah.
So,
and there's something about the way she gradients and fills in and all the rest of that. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Anybody thing to plug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fearless 5 opens this very weekend.
What?
And we'll have the link in the show notes. This year's subject is space. It is online. Space. And the amount of production value that has gone into this is staggering.
Okay.
It is a show that has had an enormous amount of work put into it. We have sets.
Interesting.
We have sets.
You have online sets.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking cool.
So, please do tune in and watch. I believe it is free to attend. And then if you feel like throwing a couple bucks at it, then that is a thing that you can do. And the writing talent powering it is absolutely phenomenal. The acting talent is, bar none, some of the best people collected on a cast that I've seen. Just like fucking phenomenal.
A lot of the directors are pretty fantastic too.
Four of them, one of them is me, so the other four are fantastic. Yes.
Okay.
No, don't be so hard on yourself, James. That's our job.
Right.
Hard or soft?
Question number 7.
Depends on the night.
Also true.
Mav, do you have anything to plug?
No. Cool. No. Well, no. No, I don't.
All right. Any final thoughts from anyone?
I just want to say bye, bye, love you, bye, bye,
well, thank
bye,
you
bye,
so bye. Very much for listening, everybody. Thank you so very much to Mav for agreeing to be our very special guest. Woo. Woo.
Thanks for having me.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking... What? What?
Oh. And thanks to Jenna for the Fast Five.
Oh, hey, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.